So in the year 2018, in what you want to achieve, there must be an excellent spirit of God that you allow to rule you. Know that you are a child of God. The Bible says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and my spirit knows very, very well. Be confident that the Spirit of God lives in you. And the Spirit of God that lives in you will help you to achieve your goal very, very well.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo. Encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, TAIWO.com.
Planning for the new year is what I want to share with us. Let me first ask a question this morning. How many of us have a new year resolution? It is good to have new year resolution. Do you expect something good for yourself in year 2019?
Yes.
Okay. In year 2018, you want to have an achievement, right? I am asking a question, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody want to graduate in year 2018. Not only to graduate, but get a good job.
Amen.
Somebody will get married in 2018.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. Somebody in 2018 will get a new job.
Amen.
Somebody in 2018 will achieve that dream that he or she has been pursuing.
Amen.
Maybe you want to be a writer. You want to be a comedian. I know that everybody has one thing or the other that he or she want to achieve in 2018. And now, let me tell you, this has to be achieved, and you will achieve it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Listen, if it's something bad, you will not wish it for yourself. Yes or no?
Yes.
It's something good. So I expect that what you want for yourself in 2018 is something positive. Also, I expect that you are not asking to be Donald Trump in 2018. You are not asking to be the President of the United States in 2018. We know everything has a process.
Yeah.
Right? We are not saying you cannot be, but we are talking about the process. Okay? So, the process of what you will become, you will achieve in 2018 is something that is achievable. Not a big dream that you are just living on fantasy, something that you can achieve. Am I right? Is that what you have a plan?
Yes.
Is that the expectation?
Yes.
Okay, now, that expectation of 2018, I am saying that you can make it happen. We know before that you have not been able to meet up with your New Year resolutions. Okay? 2017 resolution. If I will ask you right now, this is December 31st, how many of them have you done?
Not all.
Not all of them. Maybe the percentage is less than 50. Okay? But we are now saying that in 2018, by this time 2018, your threshold will be high.
Amen.
You will be close to 90 and close to 100.
Amen.
And I say you can do it. Do you know why? The first and foremost is that because you are a child of God, the Spirit of God is living in you, you can achieve it. There's something they call excellent spirit. Every child of God must have an excellent spirit to excel in what he or she does. And the Spirit of the Lord, once you give him a way to rule you, to control you, to lead you, then you will be able to achieve that goal. So the first and foremost is that you must give the Spirit of God room to operate in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Let's be real. Your New Year resolution must not be for your spouse. It must be for you. Alright? Your New Year resolution must be you. So let's be real. We are not deceiving ourselves. Okay? So year 2018, what you want to achieve, There must be an excellent spirit of God that you allow to rule you. Know that you are a child of God. The Bible says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and my spirit knows very, very well. Be confident that the Spirit of God lives in you, and the Spirit of God that lives in you will help you to achieve your goal very, very well. Your resolution can be anything, though. It can be a project. But your resolution, I am saying that you will be able to achieve it with the Spirit of God that will empower you to do so.
Amen.
You want me to also remind you? The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That is in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13. What did he say? Let's say it together.
I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. By the time 2018, December 31st comes, you will not come over here to brag. You will not come over here to say, I did it and it worked. You will say, I did it because God helped me to do it. Because in 2018, your achievement will be something that nobody has ever had before.
Amen.
It will be something that you yourself never thought can happen for you.
Amen.
As I'm saying this, I'm saying it to myself too. You know, I try as much as possible to be practical. Right? This is not about making anybody feel good. I want my achievement in 2018 to beat your expectations through Christ that strengthens me. So now, but all these fanciful things that we're saying has to have a solid plan. You must have a target. Okay? You must have a goal. You must have something that you are pursuing. You must have something that you want to achieve. I want to have a degree in 2018 that has a specificity. It's a specific goal. What is your goal? So ask yourself right now, inwardly, what is my goal? I will pause. Ruminate over it. Don't tell you, I'm not going to ask you to say it out, but you must leave 2018 with a purpose. So think about it now. Before, because if you don't think about it, or whatever I will say after will be meaningless. Think about that goal of 2018. You have thought about that goal? Okay, I want you to bow down your heads and pray over that goal. God, this is my goal for 2018. I am presenting it before you, and I know you can help me to achieve it. Start to pray right now. God, I pray that you will grant the request of your children in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Let's open our eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. I will read from here. To everything that is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to mourn. And a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sue. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Everything has a time. 2017 had a time, its own time. 2018 has its own time. December 31, 2017 has its own time. you are spending the time right now. Okay? It may not be what the time is supposed to be, but the time is running. And now you have opportunity to live the best of what 2018 is supposed to be for your life. And that's what we're talking about. And I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will empower you to live purposefully in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will be able to achieve every God's expectation for yourself, for your life.
Amen.
In year 2018, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In year 2018, you must have a clear goal.
Amen.
Of what you want to achieve. Amen.
Amen.
You must have a clear goal of what you want to achieve. So someone, now I expect you, before you say Happy New Year, have a goal. If you have not, and have it written down. Have it somewhere conspicuous, in your house, in your apartment, in your bathroom. Place it somewhere that you are going to achieve in year 2018. Amen. Amen. Pastor Johnson, your goal in 2018 must not be broad. I will serve God in 2018. That's too general. Alright? Everything has specificity. You have to be specific of what it is. Now, there's a slogan that I stole from on the radio when I was listening to the radio, and I already printed it out. I've placed it into my house office. And every morning when I wake up, I see the slogan. It's probably what you've heard before. What does it say? It said, people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. People don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. I will let you borrow that and I want you to take it home. Let's say it three times.
People don't plan to fail, they fail to plan.
You say it very well. I want you to say it clearly. Okay, let's go. People don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. Okay, now that's good. So now, we don't want you to feel good throughout 2018. Okay, you are posting, everything is fine. Yo, man, you're talking to your friend. It's more than that. Hallelujah. Listen, there are things that I supposed to have achieved by my age that I've not achieved. And I want to target those goals in 2018 and achieve them. Now I must have a clear plan of how I want to achieve that goal. So the first thing that you will do is that you must have a pen and a paper. Okay? A pen and notepad of how you want to live your life in 2018. In 2018, you will have what?
Pen.
Say it.
Pen.
In 2018, you will have a pen. Let's check the word from paper. A notepad. Okay? A pen and a notepad. In 2018, there must be something that you have achieved for yourself. And your goal must be few. You are not allowed to have so many goals. You must have a few goals
that will be easy to achieve.
You will be able to use all your energy to focus on it, to pursue it, and to achieve it. What people don't understand is this: you have so many goals, you are divided. Your attentions are divided. You are not able to achieve it in a concrete way. So there will be nothing significant to write home about. You don't want that to be your style this year, in the new year. Okay? Pursue only one thing in 2018. I want you to please open your Bible to the book of Luke chapter 14. This time around you will read. Luke chapter 14, verse 28. Are we there? Yes, let's read together. For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? 29. Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him. That's all we have for now. Who said that word? Jesus. You see? Don't tell me you are religious or you are spiritual. Our master Jesus said that. So what's your excuse? You must have a solid plan of what you want to achieve. How many times will I say that today? Okay, and there must be a plan for it. Everybody, for especially we that have children of God, that we call ourselves children of God, that we have said this excellent spirit of God is living inside of us, you must have something concrete to produce. Don't try to be like everybody else. Don't try to be to have the same achievement that Pastor Johnson had. I don't want to be like you, sir. You are a good looking man. Alright? You have a lot of character, a lot of good characters, but I don't want to be like you. Because God may give you something that He didn't give me. So if I'm trying to be like you, I will only be the second best of you. But there's something in me that I'll be able to do naturally that probably you are not able to do naturally. So this year, be the best that you can ever be for yourself. And I'm telling you, you don't have to compare yourself with anybody before you can be successful. Because this year, 2018, either you like it or not, in as much as a member of this church will be successful.
Amen.
Everybody must hold himself accountable. You are accountable to God, you are accountable to man. If I'm not successful, I'm a failure to my family. If you are not successful, you are a failure to this church. In 2018, everybody must have an achievement. Hallelujah! Have you read the book of Daniel? Daniel chapter 1. Everything that was said about Daniel in that book was about excellent spirit. Excellent spirit lived inside Daniel. Besides the fact that he was a godly man, he was a man of excellent spirit. That is why he could interpret the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. He knew a king that had dreamt that if you don't tell me, he was telling his wise men, if nobody tell me this dream that I had and I forgot, I'm going to chop up your heads. Daniel went to him and he said, King, I want you to give me some time. And that man zip up. He said, okay, take your time. The same man that said, we kill everybody. When Daniel approached him, he listened. That's a man with an excellent spirit. The Lord will make you to be unique.
Amen.
In 2018.
Amen.
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 Are you, somebody is not listening to me.
Amen.
If it's God that we are going to serve, serve Him to the best of your ability. So we have said one thing and we have stressed it so much. Have a specific goal. Second one, have a clear plan for it. And I will say it, I'm saying it again. What is the goal for 2018? Okay? That goal, the Lord will help you to achieve it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, the last of it is that you do not get all the benefits of God if you don't have an intention to satisfy God. If God blesses you and you will use that blessing to break the world, the Lord will not bless you. Okay? So if your goal that you want to achieve in 2018 is all about yourself, then you don't have a good goal. If all you want to live, you want to become in 2018 is the most successful man on earth, probably it might not be the perfect goal. Your goal has to fall in line with the will of God, the mandate of God. I want God to make me successful so that my life can become an embodiment of testimony to God and it can be a source of blessing to other people's lives. The reason why God blesses people and He helps them to become successful is because God uses them to bless other people. Are we listening?
Yes.
If God blesses me and I acquire it unto myself, then I'm a disappointment to God. Listen, your benefit has to benefit other people for God to be glorified. Are we listening?
Yes.
Your goal, your achievement in the new year must not only target you, me and myself. It must benefit other people. Amen?
Amen.
If you can prove that God can depend on you, then the sky is the limit. No, heaven is the limit. The Lord shall help you to achieve it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I have finished my sermon. I want somebody to summarize what I have said, please.
Well, we'll start off with your people don't plan well, right? So if you don't have a plan, you plan to fail. You talked about having specific goals, and ultimately the goal that you have must benefit other people. So once you have achieved your goal because of the praise of everyone that's supporting you, you have to always remember your support system as well.
Yes.
And you have to give back at the end of the day.
Amen.
So I thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Let's start from my sister. Yes.
You said in 2018 you must have a specific goal. Your goals have to be few that you yourself know that you can achieve. Have a plan on how to achieve the end of the goals. Your goals must also glorify the Lord. That's the last one. And your quote, people don't plan to fail, but they fail to plan.
Thank you. Plan my very way. This good, man. Good. Hallelujah. Yeah. So people of the Lord, okay? You can have all the plans. If God is not in the plans, it's not going to work.
Yes.
So God has to be part of the plans. Right? Not either us, but the Lord that shows favor. Okay? So put your plans, present your plans to God in prayer. Pray that the Lord will help you. Sometimes you feel weak because you're a human being. Sometimes you feel discouraged. Sometimes you face some opposition, you feel like, you know what, maybe he doesn't want it. But because you are praying to God, the Lord will keep moving you forward.
Amen.
He will keep motivating you.
Amen.
And you just continue to see that the strength is there, even when you feel weak. So the Lord will help you to achieve those goals in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York, 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.